Sam Rayburn, and I made him ask both of them if they would have any objection to my raising some money and my writing some speeches and my getting some projects and my giving a little encouragement to congressmen who said that Wallace had been booed off the platform in Iowa and they were afraid they'd lose the Congress and win with Roosevelt. And he urged me to do it, and I told him he'd have to get Ed Flynn to do it, have to get Rayburn. They both agreed to it. Now, if it has ever been active in any other congressional campaign, I'm not aware of it. I don't believe it has. Now, Kennedy slipped them without reporting it, $250,000, 125 House and 125 Senate in 1962, but not through the National Committee, but through the White House. And it was not an official act of theirs. And far as I know, Bailey didn't go out to any states, didn't perform any organization, didn't do anything. I told them, not that he gave them this money, but I told them that that was it. I said, now this year, I got them all together in January and we interviewed every congressman that had a 5% thing and I booked it up and had staff do it. Then I took their problem. And one of them was going home, and one of them was getting literature out to them, and one of them was recording, and one of them was finances, and so forth. So then I sat down with the speaker and the congressman and said, now we give you $20,000 a month, and we guarantee to give you $500,000, the committee, to give to them so the National Committee wouldn't be in it. That's Kennedy's agreement. Now instead of doing that, I think because Evans and Novak are out after us to destroy us and the President's Club and all this kind of stuff, I think it would be better if you all put on the dinner. And if we helped you and went to your dinner instead of your coming to our dinner. And that is the way it's been handled. And I wonder if that isn't a better way than just Kennedy guaranteeing you $500,000 to spend. They all agreed it was. So we said, okay, now you put up the man that would handle a dinner if we ran it, which would be Neil Roach. And then we'll all come, and I'll come, and the Vice President will come. We'll make speeches. All the cabinet will come, except McNamara and Russ. And we'll get you $500. Now we got him $700. And he went out to him. In addition, I went around and raised a good deal of money for him. Like in Chicago, I raised money and got him to give Douglas $25,000. Iowa, I raised $100,000 and got them to help out there. Texas, I raised money and got them to help here. New York, I raised money and we helped them there. And most of the New Yorkers and most of the folks that won thought we were responsible for it. But in addition to that, we spent $1 million on IBM machines and on radio and on telephone lines. And we did more than any national committee has ever done. But the national committee is made up of people that appointed. I said, who is the national committee man and woman in this state, John? He said, Frank Irwin and B.A. Benson. I didn't even know. I said, who selected him? He said, I did. I said, then why am I being blamed for their inactivity in Texas? I called you and asked you to do everything you could for these two Republican districts. And he said he did. And he agreed I shouldn't be blamed. But the press was doing it. They'd already done Evans and Novak. Now, that's what I said. I didn't say that the committee wasn't any good. I think we've got to have a strong committee for 68, just the opposite. But I think that's for the president. I don't think it's for Congress. Because Mr. Rayburn wouldn't even meet with Adlai Stevenson and Ms. Roosevelt when they wanted to project the Democratic National Committee into the affairs of the Congressional Committee. And that has been a rule ever since I've been in Congress. And I think Mike Kerwin, if I started telling him what to do and gave him money knowingly, he would be outraged. I think the things him, but these kids do not know that. So they write it. So those are the facts. Now, is that a clear story?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to call him back.
And not only do we not think that, but we think that the National Committee, I don't have their opinion of the National Committee. I've looked at their results. And Hugh said, my God, you came out to our state. You see, Kennedy made 4 speeches. I made 11. We've raised more money. We've done more. We've had radio broadcasts. I read from Governor Egan last night. I read from Richard McCarthy. And I wish you'd let, I'll read you later in the day after you talk these other things. You check with Abe.
And I'll call you right back.
And then and call me right back. And what I would say, what do you think we ought to say? Now, what's that sentence? Let me get clear in my mind so I'll prove it.
The president has consistently refused to grant any interviews to anyone concerning the subjects mentioned in Mr. Manchester's book. Newsweek's account, and he has instructed his staff to also refrain from any such discussions. Newsweek's account of the president's recollections is untrue. The statement...
go ahead. I would say the Newsweek's account of the statements of friends and alleged enemies is untrue. So that if friends are saying it, but they're telling the untruth. If Newsweek's saying it, they're telling the untruth.
That is saying that their account of their statements is not true, and they may be verbatim right. I mean, they may be correct in quoting these people,
right.
But if the statements attributed to the president by so-called friends and alleged enemies are false.
All right, okay.
I'll call you right back.
Waiting.